Greetings. I'm Bill Klatke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Joy Hatchett, Associate Commissioner for Consumer Education and Advocacy for the Maryland Insurance Commission. My goodness, Bill. And Joy's here today to talk to us about renter's insurance and homeowner's insurance in Maryland. And I'll tell you, every time I have Joy on this show, and I've had her on a couple of times now, she enlightens me and makes me think about things that I did not even think exist in the insurance area. So another good one with Joy. Joy, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for inviting me.
Thank you so much for coming. For those of our listeners who have not caught previous shows, could you tell us a little bit about the Insurance Commission?
The Maryland Insurance Administration is the state agency that oversees all insurance companies. We are the state regulator. We're the ones that the insurance companies have to be licensed with in order to do business here in the state of Maryland. So we review their finances, we review their activities, making sure that they are in compliance with Maryland law. So let me give you an example.
Please.
Let's say that in one of these storms, you have wind damage to your home.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't think that the insurance company has treated you properly. We're the state agency that you can come to for free. And we will review the insurance company's actions to make sure that they're done and they are in compliance with Maryland law.
And I know it's confidential, huh?
Absolutely. Yeah. So what ends up happening is if we find that the insurance company has violated the law, we can order them to pay a claim, we can fine them, and if they do something that's really egregious, then our market conduct examiners will go out and look at them and do an examination of their actions as well.
That's wonderful. So if you have that itchy feeling in the back of your throat, or if you just plain think that you were cheated or you were underpaid or whatever the problem was in that insurance matter, let the insurance administration know.
Absolutely. And you can file a complaint with us. And the way you file a complaint is go to our website, insurance.maryland.gov.
All spelled out.
And yes, you spell that all out. And you'll see a tab there that says file a complaint. It's extremely easy. And the other thing, sometimes people don't know, well, I don't know if I have a complaint. That we also have educational materials that explains your homeowners, your renters, your automobile, any of that insurance to you. So we tell people that we try to let you understand what your rights are under your insurance policy.
And let's see, how can someone get in touch with you? You mentioned the website insurance.maryland.gov.
And they can also call us. We have an 800 number, 800-492-6116. Once again, that number, 800-492-6116. And they can also follow us on Facebook. We put out tidbits every day about things that you can do to understand your insurance, and we try to help consumers basically understand everything about their policy. The time to find out that something is not covered by your insurance policy is not when you have a claim.
Right.
So we're trying to help you up front.
Right, right. And I know everything you do is free.
Absolutely. It's a great advantage so that we try to make sure that under your policy, you're paying premiums for certain things.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make sure that you get what you're paying for.
Yeah, yeah. And that 1-800-492-6116.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. These are the expert folks. And even if you just have a question,
give us a call.
Don't just sit there. Well, don't just wonder about it and proceed and possibly make a big mistake.
Also, one of the things that we really encourage people, we hear all the time, I'm paying too much for insurance.
Yeah.
I don't like my insurance company. Well, then shop around, compare, And on our website, we have a rate comparison guide mm-hmm. for the homeowners, a rate comparison guide for renters. So you can see what other insurance companies would charge you for coverage. And that's an important way that every couple of years you can see maybe I need to switch. Or you can make sure that maybe I need to change my deductible. Maybe I need to get additional coverages. There are all kinds of things that you as a policyholder have control over.
Yeah, and that you have to take the initiative on.
Absolutely.
Nobody is gonna tell you, oh, here's a lot. Well, I mean, companies will send you marketing materials, but that's biased. They're just trying to sell you something. If you go in the Maryland Insurance Company's, the Maryland Insurance Administration's website, you folks are unbiased.
Well, correct. I mean, because one of our missions is to try to educate consumers. Because if a policy may be the right policy for Bill, mm-hmm. but that doesn't mean it's the right policy for Joy.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is tell you the questions that you should ask so you can get the right policy for you.
Yeah, very definitely. Very definitely. Let's talk about renter's insurance. And I know that I rented for a long time before I got married and bought something. But renter's insurance, I think, is more necessary than it used to be, isn't it?
Well, this is what we tell people. Let's say you rent, and I don't care what you rent, whether you rent a house, an apartment, or even a room mm-hmm. in a house. If something happens to that home or apartment that you're living in, the landlord is only responsible for the structure, not your stuff.
Right.
So their insurance is going to take care of them. But if you have a loss, all your stuff is gone.
Yeah.
And how are you going to get that replaced? And people will frequently say, well, I don't have that much. You have clothes. Most people have a cell phone. And that adds up very quickly. So you need to think about purchasing a renter's insurance policy to replace that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that a lot of people don't think about is if I'm driving and I'm at a mall or whatever, and my car is broken into and I have items in my vehicle mm-hmm. and that stuff is stolen, that's not covered by your automobile policy. You have to have a renter's or a homeowner's insurance policy to get those stolen items covered. So once again, there's another reason. Also, if you're in an apartment and you are displaced, under a renter's insurance policy, most of them have something called additional living expenses, which will give you another place to live while you are displaced.
Ah.
So renter's insurance is helpful for many reasons. Also, renter's insurance isn't that expensive. If you take a look at the brochure that I referred to and you compare how much the different companies charge, you can normally get a renter's policy for around $50 a month. And if you think about that, to replace everything you have, that's the cost of an expensive lunch or a cheap dinner.
Yeah.
So it's just not that much of a barrier. Everyone should consider getting it.
Yeah, yeah. And you can go, the nice thing about Maryland Insurance Administration's website is you can go on there and check out how much it costs and what are the right companies rather than just calling some company that sends you something in the mail.
Absolutely, because one of the things you have to be careful these days with going on to websites where people send you information via email or in the mail because you don't know whether that's a trusted or secure website.
Yeah.
The information that you're going to gather from us, we know that we have validated that these are actually companies that are licensed to do business here in the state of Maryland.
Thank you. Thank you. Homeowners insurance, I know, is the same thing.
Absolutely. Now, homeowners insurance.
I guess if you're buying a house on time, you have to have it.
Right. Well, basically, if you have a mortgage,
yeah,
the mortgage company is going to require that you have a homeowner's policy. Mm-hmm. But what we see, which I think is a bad thing, is as soon as that mortgage is paid off, there are people that drop their homeowner's insurance. Mm. And my question is, if for some reason the home burns down the day after you drop your homeowner's policy, how are you going to get your home back? Because without insurance, you're going to end up having to pay for everything out of pocket. So you just before you make the decision to drop that policy, you really need to think about the consequences.
Yeah, and for renter's insurance, and correct me if I'm wrong, you can just go on the insurance administration's website and check out what's available in this state.
Right. Once again, we've got that rate comparison guide, and you can see the different rates. And one of the things that you might want to do if you believe that you're paying too much, increase your deductible. Because by increasing the deductible, you can bring those rates down. Now, one of the things we also tell people
That's
is if
idea.
You increase the deductible, make sure that you have that money set aside so that if you have a claim, you have a way to pay for your insurance.
Yeah, good point. Good point. Some good recommendations, Joy. Very good recommendations. What other things can folks do to protect themselves when they're shopping for renters and homeowners insurance and when they just in the course of having it?
Well, this is one of the things. It's a great thing about our administration. If you're active on social media, you can follow us, and every day we put out a tip telling you what to do to either save money, the claims process, all kinds of information that can help you, not just with your homeowners, not just with your renters, but with life insurance, auto insurance, health insurance. I don't expect people to sit back and read one of our lengthy brochures all at once. Instead, what we try to do is give you tidbits. We have videos. So just look at our website, follow us on Facebook, and get a tip to help you be a more informed consumer. And if you can't find an answer or you have more questions, give us a call. That phone number again is 800-492-6116. We have experts in all types of insurance that are more than happy to answer your questions. Or you can come and visit us at one of our events. We do over 600 events all over the place. And if you'd like to find out where we are, go to our website. There's a calendar of events right on our website. I'm sure we're in your neighborhood, whether you're here in the city, in the county, no matter where. We travel all over the state. And I also would want to make a plug for any organizations. If you'd like us to come out and be a part of one of your events, or if you'd like a presenter, get in touch with us. We'd be more than happy to come out and talk.
Wonderful, wonderful. And they can reach you by the by how again?
They can give us a call, 800-492-6116. Or there's another thing that you could do. On our website, if you'd like to request a speaker, there's a Speakers Bureau form. So our website, again, is insurance.maryland.gov.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, again, that's all we have time for today in Living in Baltimore. I want to thank our guest, Joy Hatchett, who's Associate Commissioner for Consumer Education and Advocacy for the Maryland Insurance Administration for being our guest today. Thank you, Joy.
Thanks for inviting me.
And keep up your good work for all of us.
Oh, thanks so much.
And for Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.